Now, boys and girls, you've noticed, no doubt, the blessed man. And it says concerning him that verse 2, his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. This book of the law, God said to Joshua, shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. Day and night. It's like a house, isn't it? It's that important. Day and night. Just like your home. Something to live in. Something to abide in during the day and something to abide in during the night. The Bible's so important, boys and girls. When it says meditate therein, it means that you take time with it and you read it regularly, day and night, perpetually, all the time. Very important to you. Sometimes there's no meetings and I come down to church here, or maybe I'm here early or whatever. I might stop the car at the gate, or I might walk around the car park and look up in the trees. And you know, there are squirrels about here, quite a few actually. Maybe they're hard to see now when the full foliage is on the trees, all the leaves. But at times, especially when the trees are a bit more bare, you see the squirrels. And they're living in the tree and they're hopping from tree to tree. And they have their nests in the tree. The tree's very important to the squirrel. The tree is the squirrel's home. I don't know if you know the name for a squirrel's nest. A dray. Like a bird's nest. Sometimes it's hard to distinguish the difference, especially if they make it out of twigs and leaves. Sometimes they find a cavity in the tree, a hole, and they'll make their nest in the hole. But you have to carefully watch to see if it's a bird's nest or a squirrel's nest for the head to come out and for them to appear. But that tree is its home. And often whenever I look at the squirrels in the tree, I always think of Spurgeon, because Spurgeon used to look at the squirrels in the tree as well. He was sitting in his garden one time. He has a tree in his garden, and he seen the squirrel in the tree, and he was thinking about the squirrel living in the tree and making its home in the tree, finding all its food in the tree, from the seed and the nuts. And then he was thinking of his Bible. That's what the Bible should be to us. Meditating there in day and night. It's our home. It's something we live in. It's something that's so important. We get our food from it. We rest in it. And the Bible should be vital in our lives. But for most of us, it's probably a case of we just look at the trees. We come here, see the trees, we just look at the trees, but we don't live in them. We don't abide in them. And our Bibles maybe are like that. We come on Sunday and we look at the Bible trees. We go to one of the books of the Bible and the preacher preaches from it. We see the trees. But then that's it for another week. You're not really meditating there in day and night. You're just looking at the trees. I mean, if you get into the tree and live in the tree, you'll be so blessed, boys and girls. The Bible's so important. So important. Even if you don't seem to get much from it, if you just spend time on it, it's amazing how it purifies you, how it keeps your mind right, how it regulates your life, how you begin to know what's right from wrong, how God begins to speak to you, how he begins to put a hedge around you through his word. So learn to read the Bible every day. Every day. Meditate therein day and night. Learn to read in it. And the Lord will do wonderful things in your life. It will be amazing what he'll do for you. And you'll get greater understanding too. So make the Bible very important to you. Don't just look in the tree. Live in it.